Farmers remain optimistic in the face of rising input costs. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. We're lucky that farmers are optimistic enough to keep planting crops, milking cows, and tending livestock year after year. The most recent Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer bears that out, even in the face of price volatility in the energy and fertilizer sectors. Joanna Calusi is a Purdue Ag Economist.
Overall, we can say that U.S. farmer sentiment improved in March compared to February. And that's especially interesting because we have seen the outbreak of war with Iran, which is affecting global markets, including fertilizer prices.
Michael Langemeyer, head of Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture, also weighed in.
Because the energy prices went up, corn prices went up a little bit, and I think that offsets some of the negativity regarding the higher energy and fertilizer prices.
Langemeyer says a lot of farmers probably bought fertilizer before the recent price spikes. On the other hand,
people that are going to put some of the fertilizer on in season, they probably hadn't bought all of that. And so I'm not saying the impact of the fertilizer prices is neutral, but it's not as big as you might think because people had probably bought quite a bit of their fertilizer before the war started.
Langemeyer says farmers were getting federal bridge payments at the time they were surveyed, which may have influenced the results. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.